It's a very special day, solemnity of the Pentecost. Spirit is always active and alive. In the church, it's not only just happened something in 2,000 years ago. Even now, Spirit is moving. Spirit is sanctifying. Spirit is enlightening us. Spirit is empowering us. Spirit gives the energy to work the will of God. And we all need that Spirit. We need to be truly open to that Spirit, first of all. And we need to be flexible so that the Spirit will mold us. Those beautiful that old song, Lord, use me, fill me, mold me, and use me. So as we are celebrating this Pentecost, Jesus warns that we also need to be his evangelizers, missionaries, to proclaim the good news. When we look at the life of Jesus, only a very short span of time, 3 years, he was really in the mission work, active mission work, which started with the beautiful words, Mark 1:15, the time is near, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel. And he gathered a tiny group of people around him and traveled a very short distance compared to today's terms. And all those who were with him were not big scholars. They came from very ordinary life. As St. Paul said, God chose weak, unnoticed, insignificant, in order to shame those who are in power. The Lord called them. And Jesus was with them. There were many moments of disappointments. As a leader, as a teacher, if you think, these disciples were like little children. They didn't know anything. In reality, what Jesus was speaking to them. And the time came, everyone ran. Jesus had to die on the cross. And after that, they were really afraid of Jews, of the Pharisees, what's going to happen to their life. They were running away. They were hiding. But that time, the resurrection happened. And they were very happy. And Jesus gave them, slowly, slowly instructed them, slowly opened their hearts and minds. Luke 24, verse 45, that beautiful word of God says, Jesus opened their hearts and minds to understand the scriptures. They started understanding little by little and continued with that word, 48 and 49, the word Jesus said, remain in Jerusalem, don't run. The Holy Spirit will come. And you will become really powerful. Acts chapter 1, 8 to 10. Now you are not only going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem or in Samaria. It's a very short distance. If you drive, maybe 30 minutes drive. And that was everything for them. Their world was that. There's like an old saying, like a frog in the well. they could only see that much distance. But Jesus said, once the Spirit comes, you will be my witnesses even the remotest parts of the earth. For them, it was too difficult for them to understand. And after that, Jesus came many times and instructed them, and sometimes they doubted. They disbelieved. They were so powerless. Like Judges chapter 6, we see there is a beautiful person, 11 to 14. There we see like Gideon. God came and just called Gideon and said like, I want to use you in order to redeem Israel. And he said, who am I? I'm the least. I have no strength. But God said, I will empower you. So the disciples also thought the same thing. And Jesus, the ascension happened, 40th day. And after that, again, you know, they were going through difficulties. Now, after 10 more days, this great experience they had, an unusual experience. And that experience also, we heard that Acts chapter 2, today's reading, there is a connection. In Genesis, if you read, at the beginning, everyone was speaking one language. So there is something called, you know, communication was easy. And after that, had a big split. People started speaking different language. Now, when the Holy Spirit came, something happened. They all started understanding in the same language what Peter was speaking. But what is the spiritual meaning? Sometimes we may ask like, oh, it would have been nice now today if everyone speaks one language and understand the same thing. The meaning is not just only literal, like the language we hear, but the language of the Spirit. That's Catholic. What unites us is the Spirit. We are all sitting here, we smile at each other, we give peace to each other. Because something united us. It's a new family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. That is the Spirit of God. So this Spirit empowered them, this poor fisherman Peter, started speaking boldly. Acts 2:37 to 40, he said, you have to repent, believe, and receive the Holy Spirit. And that's what something we celebrate today. And what is the life message for us in our life? This is not like just simply something we are remembering. Something happened in 2,000 years ago. But what's the life message for all of us? We also need to be open to the Spirit. Once we are open to this Holy Spirit will empower us to do great things beyond our capacity, beyond all our limitations. For whatever the purpose God created us, if we want to fulfill that job, we need the Spirit every day. For that, we have to pray. Every day morning, as soon as we get up, we have to pray to the Holy Spirit. Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Once we have the Spirit, the first duty of the Spirit is unifying and sanctifying. Look at today's world. Very divided world. Very polarized. Division, division, division. That is the work of the devil. Diabolic. Devil divides, but the Holy Spirit unites. In spite of all our weaknesses, failures, different talents and gifts, But what unites is the Holy Spirit. So more than ever, today we have to pray to the Holy Spirit for our families, for our children, for our country, for our church. We need that Pentecost experience again. Perhaps during this Mass, we can pray for that. And that Holy Spirit will empower, like Mother Teresa, Saint Pope John Paul II, like great saints, they did a huge work. There's no human explanation about the work they have done. They had the energy. It's not just because of that physical energy, but the spiritual energy that came from the Holy Spirit. So today's Mass, we can specially pray that Holy Spirit may renew the face of the earth and renew our life, renew our family life, renew our parish, our diocese, and the universal church.